Two former female aides to Governor Andrew Cuomo are accusing him of bad behavior, with one saying the governor sexually harassed her in incidents that included inappropriate touching and an invitation to play strip poker. The allegations come 1 week after Cuomo was accused by a Queens Assembly member of threatening to publicly destroy him over disagreements about nursing home policy. That prompted a string of other accusations about bullying by the governor. Cuomo has denied all of these allegations. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
Lindsay Boylan, in a piece on the online forum Medium, says Cuomo invited her to play strip poker when she and the governor were alone during an October 2017 business flight on the governor's private plane. Boylan, who was then a top advisor to the governor on economic development, also accuses him of inappropriately making remarks about her appearance and touching her. She says she received an unwelcome kiss from him when she was alone with the governor in his New York City office in 2018. Boylan resigned her post in September of that year. She's now running for Manhattan Borough President. Boylan first referenced her allegations in a tweet in December of 2020, though at the time she refused to give any more details. Cuomo, on December 14th, denied the allegations.
It's not true. Look, I fought for and I believe a woman has the right to come forward and express her opinion and express issues and concerns that she has. But it's just not true.
A spokeswoman for Cuomo, Caitlin Gerard, in a statement Wednesday, denies the most recent charges, saying the claims of inappropriate behavior are quite simply false. The governor's office released the flight manifest from all trips taken on the governor's plane in October of 2017, along with the testimony of four of the governor's top staffers. They say they were on the flights and at no time was Cuomo ever alone with Boylan. The second highest-ranking woman in state government, Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, did not rush to defend the governor. In a statement, Stewart-Cousins says the account is deeply disturbing and that there's no place for this type of behavior in the workplace or anywhere else. The Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, who, like Stewart-Cousins, is also a Democrat, also weighed in, saying in a statement that he considers the allegations serious and says that harassment in the workplace of any kind should not be tolerated. Boylan is not the only woman to make charges against Cuomo, who's already under fire for his handling of the nursing home death numbers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Hinton, a former aide to Cuomo, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, called out both men on their political styles, which she says are demeaning and disrespectful to male and female staffers. In an essay for the Daily News, Hinton says Cuomo's penchant for bullying is the norm. She describes first working for Cuomo when he was HUD secretary in the 1990s, saying he got her the job, then worked to undermine her. Working for him is like a 1950s version of marriage. He always, always, always comes first, she wrote. The governor and his office did not respond to Hinton's charges. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.